Welcome, everybody. And we have here in our studio with us today
Lois,
David,
and Pauline,
and Doris. So thank you for joining with us. This has been a very interesting article, I think. What do you think, Lois?
I've liked it. I think it's very informative. I've certainly learned a lot more about the Silicon Valley that I didn't know before. And it also interests me that even though I've been to this part of California, there's a lot more for me to see.
And I would like to have Pauline tell us what article we're talking about and what page it's on.
Well, we are talking about the article, The New Appeal in Tech Tourism. It's our travel article for January. And we are looking at our day two of this article on page 17.
And David, could you give me a little summary of something we talked about yesterday, just because some people maybe missed yesterday?
Sure. We were talking about people nowadays take pilgrimages to companies like Facebook or Google, and they would take selfies in front of the buildings.
That's one thing we talked about. What else did we talk about?
Well, we just talked about this change in tourists who aren't just interested in the classic tourist activities like Disneyland or the cable cars in San Francisco. There's now a whole new generation of tourists that's very interested in seeing the big technology internet companies that have become a part of everybody's daily life, such as Facebook or Google.
That's true. In fact, Lois, you mentioned that the younger people especially are interested in this, aren't they?
Yeah, I have quite a number of nieces and nephews under the age of 20, and they would most definitely say, Mom and Dad, just leave us alone. We want to do the tech tourism tour. And that's exactly what they would say.
Because instead of Disneyland?
Yeah, instead of Disneyland, instead of going to probably Alcatraz, all these sort of things, because like I said earlier in the program, they don't remember a life without Facebook
and
Google.
They would be pretty excited about going there.
Yeah, they sure would, Doris.
So it's kind of popular, isn't it?
It most certainly is. And we'll learn today a little bit more about why it's so popular and some more about the tours they're doing there in Silicon Valley.
So that's on page 17 if you happen to have your magazine, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Okay, well, should we read the first paragraph then?
Let's do it.
Why tech tourists? Turner's pilgrimage theory also seems to explain why Canadians Vicky Xu and Philip Huang were at the Facebook sign with their baby and a selfie stick about 1,000 miles from their Vancouver home. We use Facebook every day, said Xu, 30, a banker. Huang, a 37-year-old airport shop manager, gestured toward Facebook's sprawling campus and said, as might be predicted, it's pretty cool, eh? They plan to drop in at Google next.
All right, so we hear some more about people who are being attracted to Silicon Valley and particularly to Facebook to visit. And we see that it's not just young 20-somethings or teenagers who are interested. Here we have an example of a Canadian couple who are in their 30s going to see Facebook and taking pictures with their baby of the Facebook building and maybe giving a thumbs up sign at it too.
You notice they have Chinese names, and there's a lot of Chinese people living in Vancouver. And I think, Lois, you've been to Vancouver many times.
Yeah, we used to live in Vancouver before we moved over to Taipei. So, yes, I know, actually, probably the airport shop that Philip is the manager of. And it's interesting, I like this article, because it says about them enjoying Facebook. And their comment, they say here, the author says, as might be predicted, their comment is, it's pretty cool, eh? And he's referring to the end of that sentence, the word eh, because us Canadians use it so much.
It's British, too.
Yeah, we use it so much because it's used across this huge country, the second largest country in the world, from land to sea.
No plugs for Canada
it.
Here. Okay. She's promoting Canadians.
Right. But when you use the word A, am I right in understanding that you're saying,
do you agree?
Do you agree, right? Yeah. Or like I just did, mm-hmm. I would say it's pretty cool, right? Mm-hmm. In American
right.
English,
right.
Where you would say right. A.
A. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. We go back and forth, or we might actually even say, if we're being more proper, of course, it's pretty cool, correct? Yeah, so you
no,
hear
we
all
would
three.
Say right,
you
English.
Hear all three from sure. Canadians.
In
but
Canada,
anyway, yeah.
Okay.
The main
yeah.
thing is that they have been there, and they went to, where did they go first? Facebook.
Yep.
And you'll notice here at the top of the page, there's a picture of a thumbs up sign.
Mm-hmm.
Where's that from?
Yes, that is from Facebook.
That's right.
And we see the little name Facebook, all in lowercase letters
Facebook.
Below, and we see the One Hacker Way. I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah,
is
well,
that its actual address?
I don't know. I hadn't even noticed that.
Until yeah.
I looked
up. It's like,
but anyway,
what?
The main thing is the thumbs up part. And
right.
then what's the next one they go to? Yahoo.
Well, it says on the picture
on
up
picture,
above.
Yeah.
Right. There's Yahoo and eBay.
And yeah. Yahoo. We all know a lot about Yahoo. In fact, that was started by a Chinese person. Actually,
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm. And then eBay. And what did they do at eBay? Sell things. Secondhand, kind of, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So those are all in that area. Can you imagine that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember when I was young, before we used Google, like living in Taiwan, we all used Yahoo.
Mm. Yeah, and right.
So
the Yahoo was
had
fair,
a very
yeah.
important part in my life.
Interesting.
Right. Yeah.
So that might be one that you would visit if you were in
yeah.
California?
Oh, you want to visit
might
Yahoo.
Be, yeah.
That's
okay.
a big company.
And you know, when I see eBay up there, I think of my son and daughter's generation. They're now in their late 20s. They've used eBay a lot for things that I would never even think of, like selling baseball cards or hockey cards mm-hmm. or, oh, I have
well,
an
people
Xbox
sell everything
I don't
on
want
eBay.
Anymore.
Yeah.
So they really gear it towards their generation.
That's right.
Yeah. But those are all of the places you could visit. But these people now have visited what? They visited the first place was where?
So they visited Facebook, and then they planned to drop in at Google. So we just want to highlight that little phrase, drop in at, that has the connotation of a short visit.
Stop
so you
by?
Know, to stop by would be another mm-hmm. phrase we use. So,
well, and look at what they got ahead at Google. I hope
right.
they have the free lunch.
Exactly. Well, only
I
if
don't
they
think
have
so.
A friend,
yeah.
I think.
Because they're on their own, maybe, right. Well, that's pretty interesting, but, you know, there is more than one stop. So let's read the next place.
More than one stop. Mostly, tech tourists are not focused on a single company. They hopscotch from firm to firm. We just came from Oracle, then we go to HP, Google, we're going to do Tesla, Intel, eBay, and Yahoo. And Apple. I forgot Apple, said Ray Santiago of San Francisco, escorting his friend Eiji Matsumoto from Tokyo on a do-it-yourself tour that brought them to the Facebook sign.
So here we get to hear more about all of the different tech companies that can be found in the Silicon Valley, and there are a lot. But before we talk about the specific ones, we want to note this phrase right on the top of this section where it says that most tech tourists are not focused on a single company. They hopscotch from firm to firm. What is hopscotching, Lois?
Well, hopscotch, it's a funny word because we use it as here it says to skip or travel from place to place. But it comes from it's a noun describing a game called hopscotch. And when I was growing up, and that's a long time ago, we played it on the schoolyard, but actually it was on the pavement, and we would have it
on the sidewalk.
Yeah, and it was painted out on our yard at school, and we would play this game, and we would also have like a little man we would drop, and you couldn't step in that little spot, but you could step in the spot above and the spot below.
And you could have use one leg. You had to hop from one to another. You couldn't put both feet.
Yeah.
You had to hop around.
And it was really fun.
Right. So it's a jumping game where you jump from one spot to another and try and keep your balance. Mm-hmm. So in this particular example, they're saying that people are going to jump from one place to another there in the Silicon Valley, visiting a lot of different places, not just focusing on one spot.
Well, and they certainly did. You notice that they even went to Oracle, which designs all kinds of computer programs and virtual reality and everything. They went to Oracle and to Hewlett-Packard, HP, and Google, and they're going to do Tesla. And Tesla's the one that has those cars that drive themselves.
Oh, right.
And Intel and eBay and Yahoo. Oh, just think of all those places you can go. It takes more than one day, I think.
Mm. Yeah, I would sure think so. Although if you're just taking a quick picture of yourself and going, maybe
you're just dropping in, it won't be okay.
Oh, and we shouldn't forget Apple. Like he says, Apple is also a company right there in San Francisco. So there are a lot of places to visit. Mm-hmm. Now, this guy, Ray Santiago, he's escorting his friend on a tour. So I think his friend is getting the best of both worlds, we say, where he's getting a do-it-yourself tour. He's not paying for a tour, but his friend is taking him around, so he's still getting that customized experience and being showing all the best places without worrying about getting lost. I think that is the best way to do a tour anywhere.
That is true. Somebody take you that knows the way around. I think that's good, isn't it?
I get that a lot because of what my husband does for a living. He takes me on travels, and he's been there maybe a dozen times
before I get there. Her husband is a pilot.
It's nice because I don't waste any time.
Right. But then you get all the good spots, and there's so many places to go. You can see that.
Right. David actually took me on a do-it-ourselves tour of one of the night markets a few weeks back, and we really appreciated having a local person who could help us
find our way
through and tell us what was the best things to eat and do. It's always helps to have somebody who can be to show you the ropes.
It does. Mm-hmm. It really does.
So there's more than one place to stop by or to drop in on. There's many places, and you'll probably want to go to the ones that you're most interested in first, but you might drive by some of the others, too. They're all close by.
Yeah, that's a good idea, Doris.
Well, let's find out about what tourist amenities may be included in these tours or may not be, starting at the top of the right-hand column on page 17.
Typical tourist amenities need not apply. The notoriously secretive Silicon Valley tech giants offer no public tours of their facilities, but generally allow limited public access. Naturally, some visitors push the envelope. You need to know a staff member to get a tour, an Australian visitor to Google noted on TripAdvisor. Like Google, Facebook, and Apple, Tesla has a branded merchandise shop at its Palo Alto headquarters. Visitors are prohibited from exploring beyond the lobby where the shop is located. They come and try to take pictures of the cars, said a security guard posted in a rear parking lot. We kick them out. That's why we're here.
All right, so let's see what amenities may or may not be available for your tech tourist. Although before we do that, let's take a quick moment to define that word amenities. Can you help us with that, Lois?
Sure. They might have this, when they go to a hotel and stay, they might find that it doesn't actually say amenities. When they look up on their computer or in a book that's left to help guests in hotels find their way around, they might find the word facilities. So facilities covers the business office, the swimming pool, the restaurants, how many there are. Some hotels have a theater or whatever. And the amenities are things like Doris was mentioning before, a fruit basket that comes with the room, your lotions, your shampoos, your bath towel, your slippers. So just might well have both words there or might just have the word facilities.
Sure.
And while we do usually use this word when we're thinking about hotels, I learned actually from this article that we can use it in a broader context just to talk about some extras, some extra pleasant things that come along with for example, a tour or come with the city that you're in. So it's these extra little special or nice things that come with a place or tour.
That's true, yeah.
They say, though, that with tech tourism, there may not be as many amenities, even though people are drawn to it. So, David, do you want to tell us about what is a little different about a tech tourist tour and what amenity you may not have?
Sure. Places like these are notoriously secretive. People think that they might get a tour inside, but actually they can't.
Right. So that's quite different than most tours that you think of. You think of going to a place for a tour, you're going to get to go inside and learn all about it. And this is going to be a much more limited tour experience.
But I think they have a good reason for that, because so many people from other countries and might, or other businesses might want to steal their business secrets, what makes them special. So if they can go wherever they want, they can take pictures of things, and so they have to guard some of the things that make them special. Right. There's a reason for that. That's why they say notoriously, because notorious is something that everybody knows. Everybody knows they're very, very careful about their secrets. They have to be, don't they?
They have to be. That's their privacy. That's what they actually make their money on, is that they're private with their knowledge.
But they do have limited public access. They let you go certain places, and that makes sense. I mean, nobody can just go in any company wherever they want to. You know.
For sure.
So that's we know that that's important. But this idea of pushing the envelope is a very good idiom, isn't it?
It is a good idiom. It just means that people are always going to try and push the limits or try and test the rules and see if maybe they can get a little bit more than they were originally told was allowed. So I'm sure there are some tourists who maybe don't accept those limits as graciously as others and try and get in when they're not supposed to. Although we do learn that there is a way that you might be allowed to go in, and that is if you have a friend who's on staff there, like you got to do, right, Lois?
Right, because our director, Simon Hong's daughter, works there, and she was able to get us a nice tour. But, you know, as I mentioned, even as guests, we can go through and eat the food and all. Now, if they didn't have that condition that you know somebody, everybody would go there every day and eat free lunch. I mean, they can't afford to, you know, feed the whole city,
certainly
right?
Not.
So they have to kind of have some limits, don't they?
That makes sense, yeah.
But it's great the way they treat their people, I think. But they hear they have an Australian visitor. Notice this on what they put their TripAdvisor when they're making notes about it.
Yeah.
So you have visitors from India and Australia, Canada, all over, yeah. Tokyo.
Yeah. My son was part of a high-tech industry where he lived, and he was on security there. And when I saw this line, we kick them out if they're doing things that they're not supposed to be.
They have to, yeah.
That's why we're here, and that's why my son was there. He would be checking to make sure.
Well, they have to.
You know, inside the building, around the building, the parking lot. Because,
you can imagine if everything people just could do. You have to do that
right.
In your own home or any place, you know.
Absolutely. Security is an important thing to keep in mind. But it is nice that there are notes about this on TripAdvisor, so people shouldn't be surprised when they go. If you're a well-informed tourist, you should know before you go that you're not going to get to go inside unless you have a friend. And if you decide to go, know that what you're going for is just for the sake of being able to say you've been there and maybe get some pictures out in front, look at that sculpture garden we talked about yesterday.
Right.
Or if you have a friend, start to see if you can maybe make that connection. But you probably can't just show up any old day.
No,
you need to make.
Right.
You need to plan if you want to hope to get inside.
But there is one good thing here, because Google and Facebook and Apple and this Tesla car place, they have a special shop. We call it a branded merchandise shop. The things that they make or they do, you can go to their little shop.
Yes.
They'll be in the lobby there, and you're allowed to go there and buy postcards and buy little things about the, you know.
Well, you know a famous one, Doris, because my husband frequents it quite a bit, and it has to do with travel and tech. He goes to the Boeing shop just outside Seattle because he likes the tours there, because you also get the airplane tours, but you get the whole tech side of Boeing. But they have a great store.
Buy little airplanes.
Yeah, you can spend thousands of dollars U.S. there if you want to.
Yeah, that's true.
It helps the Seattle economy.
That's true.
But it does sound like the Boeing tour has some nice amenities.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Well, and the visitors, they're prohibited. They say you cannot go beyond the lobby. And that makes sense. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. And sometimes they try to take pictures of these special new cars that Tesla's putting out that aren't on the market yet. And a security guard, like you said, mm-hmm. your son does,
yeah.
they are posted in the rear of the parking lot. And we just kick them out. We say, hey, I'm sorry, no pictures, you know. Mm-hmm. So don't try to pull that kind of stuff.
Right. You know, be a good example of your nationality, whatever country you're coming from. You want to represent them, your country, well, and, you know, be a good tourist so that they will continue to allow people to at least come and go to the lobby and take pictures at the front. Because we don't want to get into a situation where they don't even allow people to come to the front of the building, right?
That's true.
Right, because they could actually, you know, make it a gated community and none of us will be able to see it.
Right. So don't spoil it.
No. Okay.
Exactly. One last note on the language here. It says we kick them out. Now you'll see that little apostrophe in front of the E-M. We've taken out the T-H for them. And in a formal written context, you always want to write the T-H-E-M, but it's good to know that here it says we kick them out. Now, you'll see that little apostrophe in front of the E-M. We've taken out the T-H for them. And in a formal written context, you always want to write the T-H-E-M, but it's good to know that as you're listening to English speakers, sometimes we will cut out pieces of the word.
We're getting a little lazy with the language.
Yeah, we do get a little lazy.
Well, and we're quoting him here, right? Yeah. We're saying exactly what he said.
What I mean is when we talk, we sometimes get a little lazy.
But it is a natural speech pattern, so it's nice to look at that and think about how sometimes when you're listening to an English speaker, you might hear them say something about talking to them, and they've cut out that T-H.
Right.
That's not a good habit to get into as a second language speaker, but it's a good to know for listening.
Right, that's true. But we do have one more little paragraph left. Let's read that.
Let's do it.
A trend that has staying power. At one of the handful of companies offering Silicon Valley tours, the trip to see the tech icons has been the most popular of its 14 Bay Area tour options for the past year. The selfies are the main thing, said Tours by Locals guide Cesar Cipriano, 55. They do all their postings, and then people on the other side of the globe go, "Wow, I wish I were there."
Well, staying power just means lasting, doesn't it?
Right. So
we all hope that things have staying power. We want them to keep on.
Exactly. And apparently they believe that this new trend in tourism of going to these tech companies is going to have some staying power.
I think so, don't you?
I think it probably will.
Yeah, I think this is something that I can't see doing anything but growing.
Mm-hmm.
It really will grow.
It is, yeah.
What do you think, David? Do you think you'd like to do one of those?
I mean, definitely, I would. If I have the time and money, I would do all of them.
That's right.
Very good.
Okay.
And it is interesting that of all of their tours, they say they have 14 Bay Area tours. The Bay Area, we're talking about San Francisco, and we've mentioned there are a lot of other really popular, famous attractions in the Bay Area.
That's right.
So it is pretty telling that of all of those other tours, out of all of it, the tech tour is the one that has become the most popular. So it
that
does
is
seem,
unusual, isn't it?
Yeah, it is unusual.
Usually they go to Fisherman's Wharf, and they go to Coit Tower, they go to Alcatraz.
It just shows.
So
yeah, it just shows.
Yeah.
Golden Gate Bridge. Right?
Shows how many people are able to travel extensively now in their 20s and 30s.
Mm, but it also shows that of all these other attractions, the Golden Gate Park and the zoo and all that, they're not coming up to this one. This one is number one.
Yep, it has given them all a run for their money, hasn't it?
That's true, right? And, of course, the selfies have something to do with it, too.
It's true. Selfies are such a big part of our world now. It's crazy to me because I remember just a couple years ago my friend using the term selfie, and I didn't even know what it was. And now it's
new.
Just such a
Everybody's
part of constant life.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see that going away anytime soon either. I think it has
true.
Some staying power.
But be careful
well.
If you go to the zoo. Don't try to get by the bears and take a selfie. Sometimes people overdo that, right?
I totally agree with you, Doris.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Chasing cubs. Never chase the bear cubs. The mama's coming.
Yeah, well, don't try selfies with those animals. But anyway, they do all this, and they post it on their Facebook, and then the people on the other side of the world where they live say, wow, I wish I could be there at Google, at Facebook.
Well, David wants to go.
Yeah, that's right. It makes us all want to go there, doesn't it?
Yeah, a few weeks ago, my friend went to Facebook in Singapore, and she got a tour there, and she posted it on Facebook, and I actually said that. I was like, wow, I wish I was there.
I know. So you know what they're talking about.
Yes,
there.
I
That's
do.
Good, right.
Interesting. Well, I have really appreciated getting to talk about this subject with all of you. I've learned something and have a few more ideas for possible travel in the future.
That's right. I'm sure David is going to head there, too, when
That's
he can.
Right.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, if you have somebody in your family that really is a techie, they'll say, yeah, let's do that trip.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good point. It's a nice one to keep in mind for families that want to find something for everyone. Maybe this is the type of trip or destination to add to your list for some of the younger members of your family.
Don't forget to go and see the Golden Gate Bridge, too, afterwards.
Yes.
Okay. There's lots of things to see and do in the world, so let's keep up our tourism ideas, okay?
I agree.
All right.
I'm sure you all agree with that.
Absolutely.
Right? And you can tour with us through the magazine, and even though you can't go there, we can find out about these places. So stay with us in advance this coming year. We have a lot of interesting things to do, don't we?
I'm looking forward to finding out what places we will be going to this year.
So this is all for this article, but we'll see you for something interesting tomorrow.
All right.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.